Hey, this is Principal Bob, the Electric Principal, and I'm here with Brother Pat, who is in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin right now. And he and I are starting a new venture where we're going to do a weekly podcast. And the Electric Principals are going to talk about EVs. So that's what it's going to be all about. It's talking EVs with the Electric Principals. So let's just start out a little bit with a little history. Pat and I were both principals. I was a principal in Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin, middle school, and Evansville, Wisconsin. And Pat was principal of South High School in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. So that's where the Electric Principals comes in. Pretty clever, huh? But that's where that comes from. And we got into EVs a long time ago, 4 years ago, because we were always car guys. Pat and I were always growing up with cars and people fixing cars and driving cars. We've always been in love with them. And so, you know, about 4 years ago, I get a phone call from my brother when he is sitting in a Chevy Bolt, and I'm going to let him tell the story from there.
I think it's fair to say, until the date I walked into my local Chevy dealer, you know, we were petrol guys. We liked all different kinds of gas cars, and we were always figuring out how we were going to get the next one. But one day I went into a Chevy dealer, and you know, frankly, I have no idea why I went in there, but on the showroom floor with lots of dollar signs off was a Chevy Bolt. It was a 2020 Chevy Bolt. And so I started talking to the salesperson about it, and he just asked me, "Hey, you want to take it for a ride? These are really good discounts." And so I got into the car and I went off by myself, and he said, "You take your time, bring it back whenever." So I took him as a man of his word, and I just started driving around in it. And I fell in love with, first of all, even that little Chevy Bolt, which is front wheel drive. I love the power that it had. It reminded me a lot of my Mini, you know, and I, you know, not quite handling that way, but it was really darn good. It was very space efficient. I loved the gauges at the time, and I just had a really good time. And at that time, I think I was still driving the car. I called Bob and I said, "Bob, you can't believe what I'm doing." Mm-hmm. And I started telling him about the car. And Bob said, "Well, I think I'm going to go check one out.
And what Pat was really asking me to do was see if you like it. See if you think it's a good enough car that I should buy it. And what I mean by I'm talking about Pat. So I went to my local Chevy dealer here in Fort Collins, Colorado, Dellenbach Chevrolet. And I took out a really nice gray, beautiful premium model car, and that Bolt, that was a mistake, because that started an addiction.
It wasn't a mistake. That was a good,
because I you know, 200 horsepower instant torque, you know, handled really pretty well, and it was just so much fun to drive. And then we start talking, you know, and thinking about, you know, the ecological parts of that as well, because I had been driving, believe it or not, a Toyota Corolla hybrid, you know, and I wasn't driving that for performance. I was driving that because I was taking road trips all the time between my house in South Carolina and Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. So I was driving back and forth. So I had this really economical car. I also owned a Mini Cooper S at the same time. So I got my thrills through that, certainly not through the Corolla. But after I drove that, I literally, that day, this is called impulsive buying, traded in my Corolla, bought the Chevy Bolt, and called up my brother and said, "I just bought it. I liked it that much that I bought it, so maybe you should buy it." So really, my whole fixation on electric cars is Pat's fault, because he got me hooked. He got me... you know, it was the introduction drug was the Chevy Bolt. And from then on, Pat and I have owned so many electric cars. You know, and usually what happens is I buy one and then I sell it to him and then I buy another one. So we have gone through Chevy Bolts, ID4s, Audi e-trons, even an Audi e-tron GT. We've gone through a couple of Model 3s between us. A Tesla. We have been, going, of course, now we're into Ionics because we love those cars. You know, it really, the for the money, it's a great car. You know, I also own a Ford pickup truck, and you know, we've just been going down this path. And you know, one of the hobbies we have, as my brother Pat says, it's a hobby, is we go to car lots every Sunday when there's no car salesman, and we drive around and look what's there. And every morning we talk cars. And so, you know, my partner Roberta said to me, "Why don't you do a podcast? Because you guys talk cars every day." You know, also insinuating that maybe she's a little tired of it. But anyway, we talk cars all the time. And Pat is so knowledgeable because Pat listens to dozens of podcasts. He does his research. A lot of times I've been working in the car industry. As soon as I got hooked on electric cars, I needed something to do, and I thought my goal is going to be to teach people about these cars, to spread the gospel of electric. And so I started working with customers. I started working with VW and Audi and talking to people about electric cars, learning everything I could. And in the meantime, Pat is doing the same thing. He's learning everything he can about electric cars, and we just love them. We just absolutely love them. And it's pretty much the first thing we talk about when we after we say hello on the phone, because I'm living in Fort Collins, Pat's living in Sun Prairie, and you know, we're living the dream. We got great lives. We really do. And part of that life is our passion for electric cars. So that's really what this podcast is going to be about. We're going to talk about cars. We're going to talk about specific cars. We're going to try to inform you about what's going on, and share our thoughts with you. And we're not going to try to make the podcast too long. You know, we know your time is valuable, and so we'll try to be succinct. But I thought I'd give you a little bit of history, and then we're just going to take a minute or two here to talk about our first episode, real episode that we're going to jump into next week. And that is going to be about the future of EVs and the direction EVs are going. And it's always good to have two samples, two cars to compare that are charting very different paths in the electric car field. I'm going to let my brother talk about that just for a minute as an introduction, and then we'll go from there.
And again, our main focus here is to try to talk about EVs, answer questions about EVs, and look to the future. Because I had one person who shops regularly for cars tell me that the difference between an ICE car, internal combustion car, and a EV car is that really things are changing so fast in the EV world. It's more like counting dog years. So, you know, one year for an EV is really like 7 years of change in an ICE car because things are coming. And with that note, I think it's important that we look at what cars are going to be out there in the future. The other thing I want to share about the reason I picked the two cars we're going to present is that, you know, there is not just one way to EV. We are not telling anybody how they should EV. In a lot of ways, so much of what we believe comes off of what works in our circumstance, and we realize your circumstance may not be the same. And so one of the areas that we're going to look at in our first official podcast will be looking at startups and new cars that are coming out. And we really picked two. One is a startup out of California called Tello, and they are going to be producing, hopefully, a small pickup truck about the size of a Mini Cooper. And I kid you not. And we're going to look and discuss what that car is about and when it's expected and what are the advantages and disadvantages and how something like that could be part of your EV future. And then we realize there's a huge segment of people who are interested in EVs that are putting it off because they have range anxiety. They're worried the charging network isn't sufficient to support what they do day to day. So one of the cool things that's happening is that Stellantis, the old Chrysler, who is now, you know, part of a larger corporation, really is working with their Ram division to come up with a brand new 2025 Ram Charger. And what that vehicle is it's really going to be a plug-in hybrid type of car that they're coming out with. It's a full-size pickup truck. But interestingly enough, it's going to have a 3.6-liter gas engine that generates 130 kilowatts of power to charge its 92 kilowatt battery. So, that what they're saying is the range is going to be over 700 miles of range effectively if you fill the tank up, feed the Pentastar, and use the 92 kilowatt battery. So
God,
it's a really interesting approach.
and that's the cool thing. There are so much creativity around EVs that are coming out, and how people are going about the problem of improving EVs on a daily basis. And Pat and I'll both tell you, we both think EVs are better than gas cars right now, in almost every way. I mean, the only problem is when I'm on a road trip, I got to stop every 130 miles and plug in the IONIQ 5 or whatever I'm driving. But at 65, two guys who drink a lot of Diet Coke, we're not too upset about that. We need to stop anyway, and it's safer for driving anyway to take those pauses. But EVs are about to get so much better. And that's what a lot of the anti-EVs people don't understand is this train is running. And the technology that is coming about from China, from Europe, from the United States is amazing. And we're going to have multiple solutions, and we're so excited to talk about that. And then the following episode, we're going to just talk a little bit about the EVs we currently own and what we're doing with those EVs and what we think and how we make it work in our lives. So I really appreciate you joining Brother Pat and myself today. I hope you will enjoy these podcasts that will come out weekly. We're going to try to have one out every week on Friday. I hope that you will subscribe to the channel and support this work that we're doing, because really what we're trying to do flat out is we're trying to look how bright the future is and promote the use of what we think are outstanding vehicles and vehicles that we believe will make the world a better place in the long run. It's the way to go. So
So,
thanks again for joining my channel. Thanks for joining Brother Pat.
in an homage to our favorite car show of all time, don't drive like my brother.
And don't drive like my brother.